Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to hour number two inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at YSR. And you know what? It is never too early to talk some college football. Always a true pleasure to have back with us from today's you, national sports writer and author, the great Ken Davis. We miss you, Ken. How are you on this Friday?
Well, if you say I'm great, I guess I've got to be great.
So. You got a lot to live up to, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, good to hear your voice and sing back. Back to you.
Well, we are so excited. The countdown is on to the start of the college football season. It is less than 100 days to go, and we invited you on. One of the reasons why I want to talk some NBA, but also I want to highlight your recent article titled Turning Up the Heat, and it was your feature on the University of Houston's head coach, Tom Herman. I thought it was a wonderful read, and you really did a great job of capturing just the excitement that Tom has built with his program and with Cougar football. I mean, it really is on the rise. Let's just recap, 13-1 record. They won the American Athletic Conference, and they are ranked what in the preseason polls, or in the final poll, they were ranked eighth. Just give us kind of your takeaways from this particular article.
Well, I think Tom Herman has done a terrific job. And when he, when I first met him was last August when he came in to the media day for the American Conference in Newport, Rhode Island. They hold it there every year. And it's a good opportunity. I think there were three new coaches last year, and we got to meet them in addition to the regular guys coming back. And, you know, everyone I talked to, a lot of the guys that would cover the college football on more of a national basis than I do, said, you know, just watch this guy. He's going to be coming into his own. He's going to have a great future. And he was just a really fun interview that first time, and then they started winning, and everybody started watching them. And to do that in your first year, I mean, I think people don't understand how entertaining and competitive the AAC is. And it's not part of the Power Five conferences, and that's what they're striving to do. But when you can get a team like Houston, or last year even There were some of the other Cincinnati, for example, has been consistently over a few years. They weren't as good last year, but every game was very good. And the only game that Houston lost happened to be here at UConn, and that was a huge surprise, and it spoiled them from even having a bigger season. But that just shows you. I mean, UConn has been at the bottom of they moved up a little bit. Bob Diaco is doing a good job, and I think they'll move up to the middle area of the conference next year.
The contributor with today's You and best-selling author Ken Davis is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, he's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is progressive. We are shining the spotlight on the University of Houston head coach Tom Herman. What an amazing job he did last season turning this program around. And I wanted to kind of get your evaluation of how was he able to expedite it and make it happen so quickly?
Well, he was the offensive coordinator at Ohio State the year before when they won the national championship. He was a hot name, and they brought him in to get it done. And Houston has set some high goals. I think he got his club's attention right away early in the season when they didn't practice too well. And he closed them out of their locker room for a few days and got their attention. He's just a really, from what I can see, he's a very good guy as far as motivation. And, inspiring to see him. He had a great quarterback last year, and a lot of these guys are back for this year. And then he's done a very good job recruiting, bringing them up, I think, into the top 40 from what I read with recruiting analysis, the class that he's bringing in this year. So he knows what he's doing. And they brought him back. A lot of people, he was a candidate for several jobs, and they brought him back, gave him $3 million salary, and they're renovating the locker room for $1 million. All this stuff's in the story, and they're going to have a new practice facility. Maybe he'll leave after the second year. I don't know. But right now they've done everything that they want to do to keep him there, and that's made a big statement. They're definitely going to be the favorite in the American. And they play your alma mater in the very first week there.
They do, September 3rd. I got it marked. Yeah. But, you know, the thing of it is, too, Ken, is that they really sent a strong message last season that the University of Houston is a team that you can't overlook. And you just look at what they were able to accomplish. Yeah, 13-1 record, as you mentioned. But the fact that they beat Florida State, I mean, they're not afraid or intimidated to go eye-to-eye and toe-to-toe with what the college basketball's very best.
No. And, I mean, he's done it on an accelerated term as well by doing it in that first year, and then now the expectations are going to be high, and they do have the Oklahoma game at the start, which would propel them, if they could win that somehow, propel them, and it's at a neutral site, and so you're propelled up in the rankings, and then they also have Louisville toward the end, and Louisville's a top 20 team as well, so those are going to be the key two games, because you know, unless they slip up and like they did last year lose to UConn, they should probably go through the AAC undefeated.
Okay, so Ken, I marked as we were talking about the calendar for September 3rd. The Sooners, Bobby Stoops, and boys, they're going to be in town right here to face the Cougars. How do you see this game playing out?
Well, I'm excited already. I think it's going to be a great game. Like I said, well, I said a neutral side, but it is in Houston, so you would hope that the fans would come out. I mean, that's one of the things that Tom is really, you know, stressed with getting the people out and supporting them, because, you know, it's been a long time since you think about Houston being relevant in football or basketball. And now you've got Sheldon Sampson at the University of Houston, and they made the renovations to the Hoffines.
Right.
Arena. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting school right now. It also kind of brings them into the mix of conference realignment, so you know, I'm sure Houston would love to be in the Big 12. I don't think Oklahoma and Texas would be too crazy about that, so we have to see how that develops too, but I think it's almost like, well, we don't know if there's going to be a decision on conference realignment coming up here with the Big 12 meetings or not, and if they're still lingering, maybe it's kind of an audition for Houston. I don't know, but it's, you know, both teams play great offense, and that's the big thing in college football these days, opening up the offense and scoring a lot of points. So I think it'll be a great game, and it is, you know, it's a big test for Houston.
I think what's remarkable, too, is the fact they've already sold 19,000 season tickets. I believe that was in your article, Turning Up the Heat, for today's use. So he's really energized the fan base, and they've got their arms. They've embraced him wholly.
They have, and that's, you know, it was just interesting when I got the assignment to write this story for my managing editor. I started looking into the Houston Chronicle online and seeing that he's made a lot of public appearances, and all coaches do that. They all have speeches and everything, but everywhere he goes, he's really passing along that positive message and the fact that they need people to come and support them. I mean, you know, it's just, you were an athlete, you know what it's like to have people that support you, how much more pumped up you get, and it's one of those things that Houston got a break getting into the AAC. I think teams like Memphis and Houston coming in were good for them. Tulsa, all the teams that came in when the Big East broke up, but they still aspire to bigger things, different levels for all these schools. But Houston wants to be big time, and they're certainly pulling out all the plugs right now.
Well, I definitely want to talk some more about conference realignment, your view of the Big 12, specifically the view of the Big 12 conference. But let's talk some hypotheticals. I mean, if the University of Houston, you look at their calendar, okay, so say they are able to pull off an upset and beat Oklahoma. They also have Louisville on the calendar, and those are both ranked, highly ranked teams. The University of Houston, could they be in the playoff discussion? I mean, we're talking like a Final Four team.
It's really hard to do, you know, but I mean, if they're undefeated and have beaten those two teams and gone through and won the American championship and won the American championship game, then they certainly have a very good case. And just that's why this opening game is so important, that if they can move up higher in the rankings and kind of stay there while they're undefeated, then that'll make the Louisville game even more important towards the end. So, you know, it's always a jockeying around, and I kind of like the fact that the college football playoff people don't start announcing things until October, and it's very important to stick with it and see you know, some teams are up there at the top and won't be there at the end.
The contributor with Today's You and best-selling author Ken Davis is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We're going to have Ken stick around for one more segment. So much more to get into right after this quick timeout.